Blog Talk Radio.
The views and opinions expressed in the media or comments on this channel are those of the speakers or authors and do not necessarily reflect or represent the views and opinions held by this channel's broadcaster. Due to the social nature of this broadcasting channel, videos may contain content copyrighted by another entity or person. The channel's owner claims no copyright to said content. The broadcaster of this channel cannot be held accountable for any copyrighted content. The broadcaster of the channel is a messenger and a sharer of information and strives to verify but cannot warrant the accuracy of copyrights and completeness of the information on this channel. If you have a complaint about something you or find your content is being used incorrectly, please contact the broadcaster prior to making a copyright claim. Any infringement was not done on purpose or will be reflect to all parties' satisfaction.
Sunday afternoon. It is 2:00. So what does that mean? That means the Nathan Carn Show is live with you on Blog Talk Radio. How is everybody doing this afternoon? It is rainy outside. The temperature is around 70-ish degrees here in the Dayton, Ohio area. And we got an interesting show today. As you heard at the beginning of the show, we had a little disclaimer going on. That's just to protect people that are going to be on the show today. Let's see here. Before we get going here, the number tonight is to call in if you want to talk to our guest. It is 619-924-0965. The number again is 619-924-0965. And like normally I would have my co-host with me, Dave Robinson, here with me today, but he is on assignment and he cannot be in. So he said he's going to be calling around 3 o'clock today. So if he does make it in, that would be great, but we can do the show and what's going on without him. But right now we're also going to have, making her first appearance on our show, or not appearance, but her first voice. My wife, Laura, will be joining us here and to talk to us a little bit later on today about what's going on in the world of entertainment and news, and to talk to our guest. Speaking of our guest, his name is the Imperial Wizard Derek Noble of the Honorable Sacred Knights of the Ku Klux Klan. And the reason we're bringing them on today is because on May 25th in Dayton, Ohio, they have a rally coming that's been causing all kinds of, oh my God, it's been all over the news, Channel 7 here in Dayton. I mean, people have been talking about it all over the place. And I personally believe that it's being made something that's really not nothing. You know, people just are, it's a freedom of speech issue, and I'm really glad they're coming to really push the issue. And Derek, I'm glad you're able to join us today. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing all right. How about you?
Oh, you know, it's a rainy day outside, but I'm hanging in there, and I'm glad you can make it in here with us.
No problem.
So, like everybody's been talking about recently, is you guys, well, you know, I'm jumping the cart before the horse here. So, give everybody a kind of a background on where you come from, Derek.
Well, we're based out of Indiana, and southern Indiana. We stretch all across the border of Kentucky. We've got members in Ohio, things like that. But, I was born and raised in Indiana. The Honorable Sacred Knights is a group of it's a faction of the Ku Klux Klan. We've been around for quite a while now, and the whole reason behind our rallies and things like that is everybody calls us a hate group and all that. We're not a hate group. What our intentions are to do is to educate people about the importance of staying with their own. That goes for all races, you know. I mean, the importance of race and heritage.
Okay, so you just basically answered my first question was, what is the message of or purpose of today's KKK? So you just kind of answered that for me, so I appreciate that. All right, so go ahead.
There's a lot of people out there that, you know, want to join a group that will look out for them, and it's more of a brotherhood. It's a fraternity that, you know, we take care of our own. And there's a lot of people out there that want to look for that, and that's the reason why we rally. We go to the big cities, we go to the small cities, and we rally so we can get out there and so people can find us if they want to find us. If some people want to join, they just don't know how. That's why we put ourselves out there.
Right. I would agree that it's not very easy to find you guys. The only reason I was able to find you guys is they helped from the news. So being that you guys are coming, how important is the First Amendment to you, and is it important enough to respect the views and the bitterness that is directed to you and your organization?
Oh, well, we 100% abide by the Constitution of the United States. We're Americans. We don't see us out there protesting, you know, when they have the LGBTQ, whatever it is, rallies in these places. I think they rally in the exact same place at the Courthouse Square. You know, you don't see us out there protesting their free speech. They have a right to say what they're going to say. I mean, they're not going to change our minds no more than we're going to change theirs. So what's the point in going in? I feel it's very un-American, very unconstitutional to protest anybody's free speech.
I agree with that.
Awesome. Okay, you know, I would agree with that, and that was definitely – I would not want to – that's just my whole purpose here is when I announced this interview a couple weeks ago, people were complaining about the freedom of speech and why I'd give you guys a platform, and this is exactly why I would do that, is to prove my loyalty to the Constitution. And no matter what your speech is, I'm going to give you guys the privilege of speaking. You know,
if you don't want to hear what we have to say, don't hear it. You have that right too, you know.
Right, I would definitely agree with you. So the KKK, the Ku Klux Klan, has a very boogeyman-like image in society. Is that the group's intention, or what would your opinion be on that about the hoods and what have you?
Oh, well, see, the Robin Hood is mainly for ceremonial purposes only. That's just the tradition of, we like to keep tradition alive, you know. When we do our public rallies, we don't come out there in the Robin Hood. We got a pretty rough and rowdy patch, you know. And it's just, you know, this is 2019. We're not out there lynching people. We're not out there doing this. We're not out there, you know, we're not out there to hurt anybody. We're not out there to hate anybody. You know, the whole thing of us being a invisible empire is a fact. It's more like a fraternity. You know, we don't put our names out there like that. You know, me in my position, I have to do that because of my heroism position.
Right.
But when it comes down to, you know, with the boogeyman image, you know, we're not bad people. We're people that go to work every day. We have families to take care of. We have bills to pay. Yeah. So. They want to call us cowards for covering our faces, but the fact of it is that's so we don't lose our job, so our families don't get targeted by people that want to hurt us. We're not the bad guys. You should see some of the death threats we get on a regular by people from Dayton.
Yeah. Right, and I can definitely imagine that coming in. I know, I actually, you know, I know it's not about me exactly, but when I put this show out on Facebook Live, I actually got thrown in Facebook jail for a couple of days because of it, so that was quite interesting. Very, very interesting. All right.
Probably
so,
the blood cross on there.
Yeah, they didn't like it too much. Right. All right, I know we're going to go back to some history here on this, but some historians claim that the KKK was a military wing of the Democratic Party. Do you agree with that assessment?
Well, actually, politics has nothing to do with the Klan. It was formed by, back then when, you had Abraham Lincoln during the Civil War, who was a Republican that, you know, invaded his own country. So I could see why a lot of angry Southerners were mad at the Republican Party. They might have switched to the Democrat side back then. So majority of the Klansmen back then might have been Democrats, but it really wasn't based on a political atmosphere. It was formed merely as a form of movement, a social fraternity, formed in Pulaski, Tennessee in 1865. And, It branched into something a little more that gained political power. Please, you know, the history of the 1920s, they helped elect Republican candidates even in Indiana. They had the Klan vote, which you would say. So they did have some political power back in the day because everybody was a Klansman back then. Indiana alone had 300,000 members. I think Ohio had about 200,000 members through the 1920s. You know, and then the, we're a group that. It's not much different than the NAACP. We're a group that's out there fighting for our rights. The NAACP fights for the rights of blacks. The ACLU, all that, they fight for the rights of blacks. We are a fraternity that focuses on the rights of whites because it's getting switched around these days. These days, it's not so much that the blacks are being loved, you know, and everybody's wanting to pay them for all the years of slavery and all that. They want to pay them back and all that. But now us whites are getting crushed on because they say that we have this white privilege. They say that we have so it's so much easier in life. It's for everybody to be equal. They need to quit stereotyping. Yeah.
Right. I've always agreed that, or these days that people don't believe in the whole what's good for the goose is good for the gander, and this whole white privilege thing. Where's my white privilege? I've been waiting for that for years. And I haven't got it. So, but I definitely can agree with you on that.
Yep.
So you guys. So what are you guys expecting on May 25th? I mean, I know there's been a lot of news rumors coming up to this whole thing coming on Dayton, Ohio. So what can you give me like a synopsis of what's the plan that day, or what do you suspect that's going to happen?
Well, I can't give too much detail on how we're going to arrive and how we're going to leave because of security reasons. But we plan to be there for the entire 2 hours that we have the permit for. We plan on doing some speaking, playing some music, doing a prayer circle amongst ourselves. We're not out there to talk to any protesters. If you come at a protest, we have no word to say to you. If you come at a protest, no, we're not talking to you. If you come there to learn and listen, we're out there going to speak some words to whoever wants to listen to them. If you don't, stay home. You know, there's no sense in going out protesting because, like I said before, you're not going to change our minds no more than we're going to change yours.
Right. I definitely agree with that. Without me, if you're out there protesting, you're not going to change your minds exactly what you said. So,
not going to stop us from doing this. Protesting us is like beating a dead horse. You're not going to stop by protesting us. You're not going to. And if you want, I mean, people, like I said, we get several death threats a day. If somebody wants to come and take a shot at us and actually gets one of us, they get to spend the rest of their life in prison because there's going to be so many cops there. It's not like it's going to be unseen, you know?
Right.
It's just pure silliness to protest us. It's not gonna
yeah, did you see in reports they added extra security cameras downtown Dayton just because of this rally?
Oh, yeah. Oh, they got plenty down there anyhow, but I know they probably put up – they're pretty extensive on it. they sued us in court, you know. They think that we're some kind of paramilitary group, and we're not. We've never – if you've watched some of our previous rallies, we had one in Madison, Indiana a couple of years – or last year it was. And, you know, I mean, we're not a paramilitary group. We're a fraternity. We're a brotherhood. You know, we're not – now, the guys that will be armed – they carry a gun to the grocery store. They wake up in the morning and strap it on. You know, we're pro Second Amendment group, you know, but we're not a military group.
Right. I definitely agree with following the Constitution. So I know a lot of people want to know, and a lot of people are questioning, if they wanted to look into joining the Klan, can you reveal the process of that?
Yeah, well, we do a very extensive background check. We got to make sure we're not recruiting any, you know, we don't want any woman beaters or child molesters, anything like that in our ranks. Most of our guys are, we got a few guys that got some misdemeanors, things like that, but, you know, we're actually very, very law-abiding citizens, you know, because we like to maintain that order, you know. We appreciate what the cops do for us. You know, we tell them that we don't need them, we have our own security, but they're always, they usually got our backs, you know, and we're very, you know, we appreciate the cops working hard. We are very, very anti-drug. You know, if somebody's got likes to do a bunch of drugs and all that, they're not gonna join the Office of Safety Lives. You know. It comes through the process, but joining very easily, you know, you just call our hotline 812-777-2991 and leave a message on there, or you can email us at honorablesacrednights@yahoo.com. And usually we ask everybody who wants to join to send a photo ID so we can run a background check. And we go through the process of meeting and all that.
Okay, so it's not as strenuous or as drawn out as I thought it would be, you know, because a lot of times when you think of, oh, hey, I think
we
got
like
your,
to
I think,
people up a little bit.
I think we have your special guest that she told me was going to be coming on to join you has actually just joined the line here, so let me get him on, okay? I'll be right back. All right, so... So, Derek, if you would go ahead and introduce the next your special guest that you added to us. Got a baby crying.
This is my second in command, my Imperial Quayla, Robert.
All right, how's it going?
Hey, Robert, how you doing this afternoon?
I'm pretty good. Just got done cutting the grass.
I hope you hate that.
I know, cutting the grass is always pain, but at least it's not too hot today, and I hope you got it done before the rain hit.
Yeah, I had two strips left before it started pouring down on me.
Oh, no. Well, at least you can get that done. I hear I've got a lot of rain coming this week. So, all right, so now that you join us, and can we get a little bit of history on you? What is your role in the Klan, and where did you come from, and a little bit of synopsis on what you do for it, what made you join, and the whole background?
Well, I first met Derek through my brother. We were supposed to join together, but he decided he didn't want to. And well, I guess the reason I joined is because I want to preserve the white race and do what's right for my race.
We got young to think about. That's the main reason. You know, we got families. We want our grandchildren to be white.
Yeah. Yeah. I got four kids, three now and one on the way.
Aww.
They're all white. Their babies are going to be white for sure.
Okay. All right. Well, let me. We'll come to a point in the show real quick where I have to take a quick break, but I'll be right back. We just got a quick 2-minute break, and we'll be right back, and we'll keep going on this little interesting interview. And if you want to call in and talk to any of the guys, the number is 619-924-0965. That number again is 619-924-0965. And we'll be right back. But right now, we're going to take a little quick break and look into some news on the Entertainment News Weekly. It's a minute and 42 seconds about what's going on in the entertainment.
There's already so much drama thanks to the 90210 reboot. Fans have been so excited about this comeback, but is the show in serious trouble before it even begins?
Everyone in this cast is really funny, and we wanted to show that side of them.
We'll bring together a lot of comedy, some drama.
Sounds like BH90210 is bringing more drama than they expected.
The 90210 reboot is actually going to be unlike you expect.
It's going to suck. We have no idea. We haven't started yet.
The Fox series, set to air in August, just lost its showrunner and a big chunk of its writing staff.
Not a reality show whatsoever. No, it's a scripted show, definitely.
We're playing ourselves. Eventually recreating a reboot.
The show may be a comedy, but behind the scenes, not so much. According to Variety, one source said the writers and showrunner jumped ship because two of the lead actresses are running the show. But another source said they were unhappy with one of the executives. Jenny Garth seemed to confirm the tension in a birthday post to Tori Spelling, saying, "Wow, we've been through some and today was no exception." Shannon Doherty addressed the rumor she's being a control freak head on. She says, "The only thing I'm a control freak over is my health. And I refuse to be cast in the same villain role because journalists lack imagination. And I certainly refuse to be cheapened as a survivor and as a woman by them. But the show must go on."
The fact that we get to do this again, it's kind of like a double bonus.
With a new showrunner in place, the gang is headed back to work.
All right,
hey there,
guys.
Thanks for watching. Don't forget to hit that big old red subscribe button below for more great e-news content, from breaking news stories to A-list celebrity interviews. E-news on YouTube will keep you pop cultured.
All right. Let me try that again. All right. Well, we're back. I kind of jumped the gun on that. So, all right. So, again, the number is 619-924-0965. And, all right, guys, I'm a little long-winded, and I'm going to cut myself out for a second. The lovely Laura is going to, she has a couple questions for you guys, and I'm going to let it hand it over to her real quick.
Okay, so my question is, what if a black person doesn't like the word race whatsoever and wants to join? Do you guys let them, or?
Derek, do you want to answer that one, or do you want me to?
Well, go ahead, Corey. If you got an input, let's hear it.
I personally would not allow some black person to join. It's not really something that they would want to be a part of anyways.
And then what is your view about a few people who don't like race?
Yeah, it's a little ridiculous.
They got the Black Panthers. They got the NAACP they can be a part of, you know. That's their thing.
Right.
You know, it's all about preserving your own race. We preserve the whites. They believe in the same thing we do. They're just more mainstream in society, allows them to be loving their race because the repercussions they had in the past and things like that. But if we love our race, we're considered to be racist. So that's
right. That's what I'm saying. Something else, we do something against us, but then they do something,
it's still our fault. Yeah, see, hate goes both ways, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
Yep.
Everybody's a little racist in their own means.
And then my other question is, how do you feel about abortion?
How do you go about what?
Abortion, how do you feel about it?
I think it's against God. People want to get out there and have sex and spread the legs and things like that. They should be ready and willing to take care of the outcome, which would be a baby. You know, I mean, that's in the biblical term. That's the whole reason for that. You know, in marriage.
Because I personally don't believe in it.
I'm with you there. I don't believe in it either way.
Yeah, I mean, life inside you, it might be your body and all, but that's life inside of their body, and they got a right to live.
Right, that's what I was heading, because just because the baby's growing in that person's body doesn't mean it's their body itself.
Yeah, even if it's a conflict, like say if somebody gets raped, if a woman gets raped and gets pregnant, you know, even at that point, there's a lot of families out there that need that are wanting to adopt children that can't have kids and want kids. So it's always the option of adoption before killing, you know.
Right, I personally can't fit, so I would gladly take that.
Yeah, see, that's where you know where we're coming from on that.
All right, guys, that's pretty awesome. I know she begged me there for a couple of days. She wanted to talk to you guys, so I'm like, awesome. So, all right, so I know there's got to be I don't know if you guys could talk about it a lot, but I know I got a question that came to me across the internet, and I because what I did was I sent out an email saying anybody would I'd like to ask questions, go ahead and send it to me via chat. And they one of the questions was for you, Derek. How did you get to your statue in the clan? How did you move up the ranks?
Well, basically, dedication, hard work. It's you know, I mean, we've been with other groups. You know, I've served under other IWs. I've had my time in, and it's an elected position. I was kind of elected into my place to lead the Auburn Sacred Knights and to lead the Auburn Sacred Knights into victory. And I guess I figured I was the right man for the job. I'm gonna do my best.
You know, and I was just thinking, there was just a movie recently that was just out. And actually, there's been a lot of movies out recently that's been, I don't know if you want to say dramatizing the Klan or promoting, or you know, the Black Klansman, that was a pretty good one. Did you guys go check those out? And what do you think of them? I know the one where the white guy, he infiltrates the Klan. What do you think about those two movies that just came out?
Oh, well, it's a true story. It actually did happen, but they kind of chalked it up quite a bit. They made it a lot more dramatic than the actual. Happened, you know. I mean, David Bierce was a great clergyman, you know. He back then they didn't have these 50 background checks available, and basically, in back in the day like that, you just call in and join the clan. The black cop called in and posed as a white man on the door, but then sent a white man in instead to join. So he didn't actually himself join the clan. You know? It was just his name. The white guy used the black guy's name to join, and that's a bunch of movie Hollywood hype. They caught on really quick, you know, what was going on, the infiltration. Infiltration does happen, you know, I mean, it's happened to us a few times. Antifa's tried to infiltrate us, you know, and, you know, we catch on pretty quick. We're not the stereotype, a bunch of inbred idiots like the stereotype to be, you know. We're actually filling them. We got a few college grads. We got a few, you know, people like that. We'll figure it out, you know.
I'm definitely sure. I can't imagine someone infiltrating you guys, that especially in 2019 without everything that's going on and all the background checks that are very possible. So very interesting. So let me see. I got a lot of questions that come across my page, and I filtered some of them out because some of them were very, very rude. And I just wasn't gonna, because I was gonna come across like that to you guys, because I respect all my guests that come on my show.
What was the worst one you had? What was the worst one you had?
I'm kind of intrigued now.
Well, the worst one I had was someone straight up asked me, "Why don't you guys like black people?" Or the word they didn't use the word.
Yeah, the old N-bomb, I got you. But, well, my answer to that would be is we don't hate black people. It's the culture that we disagree with. It's not so much that we hate their culture. We just want them. We get so tired of how it's cool to be black these days and all the influence on white kids, you know. They popularize drug use. They popularize gangbanging, you know, and killing their own, you know. And that's not white culture. You know, we're white suburban folk, mowing the grass, taking care of our children, going to work every day. That's not what we're about. Their culture is their culture. Keep it on their side of town. our cultures, the white cultures. We'll keep ours on our side of town. Our side of town just looks a little nicer, though.
Right.
And
one of the questions I had gotten was when the Ku Klux Klan came about, why did they start hanging black people?
Oh, well, see, that's another thing. The Honorable Sacred Knights has never hung anybody. The Ku Klux Klan did have a rough and ready past, you know, but us as the Honorable Sacred Knights have never hung or lynched anybody. You know, the only thing that we're out there to do is brotherhood, love of your own, and, you know, keeping it that way, you know, the white. But the Klan of the past, you know, they had to enforce some things, you know. I mean, they did what they felt that they had to do for the time, but back then you could get away with a lot more. You know,
right.
And, you know, we're not out there to hurt anybody. We're not out there to hurt anybody at all.
So does the current Klan today, do they still use cross burning as an intimidation or as a protest, or is that not a thing no more?
It's not burning the cross.
Yeah.
It's actually we're lighting the cross.
The reason why we light the cross is for ceremonial purposes only. We light the cross so that the light of God shines down upon the Klan and scares away the evil in the night. That's our, you know, people say you're disgracing God because you're burning a cross. Well, we light the cross to glorify God. That's our way of, and it's tradition, you know, and we just like to keep tradition alive.
And I'm so glad that you guys are clarifying a lot of things, because me growing up in the 80s and the 90s, I saw a lot of this happening in the news and I was just like, what is going on? And, you know, I knew I grew up as a little, you know, I would say I was kind of like intimidated by the Klan. And now that I've got to talk to you guys for the last half an hour, I've learned a lot of things that I did not know. So I want to thank you for that. So, awesome. All right. Well, what we're going to do real quick is before we let you guys go here, I'm going to take a quick break again. But this is going to be we're talking about the freedom of speech. And I want to make sure everybody understands what that is. So we'll be right back here in about 3 minutes and 17 seconds.
Freedom of speech. The Founding Fathers named the first 10 amendments to the Constitution the Bill of Rights, the first of which guarantees some of the most fundamental freedoms of our country, including freedoms of press, protest, religion, assembly, and last but certainly not least, freedom of speech. The definition of free speech and its limits, such as censorship and hate speech, have been debated since the initial adoption of the First Amendment. Freedom of speech is considered a fundamental building block of liberty, allowing citizens to express their ideas and bring about the change that reflects the needs of the people. It also gives a voice to sometimes conflicting or dissenting opinions, which is believed to inspire the healthy debate that moves society forward. When drafting the First Amendment, James Madison and his colleagues drew from many of the great thinkers of the day. One of the most influential works in colonial America at the time was a collection of essays known as Cato's Letters. The writers were two British men, John Trenchard and Thomas Gordon, who wrote under the pseudonym Cato. Cato was one of Julius Caesar's chief opponents in the Roman Senate, known for his incorruptibility and defense of the Republic. They published 144 essays promoting liberty and criticizing the overreach of the English crown. In one essay, they wrote, "Freedom of speech is the great bulwark of liberty. They prosper and die together." This idea and others from the letters inspired much of the Constitution and Bill of Rights. From Madison's own notes, we know that he intended freedom of speech to be a natural right, not something granted by the government. Of course, free speech is not an unlimited right. And because the First Amendment doesn't establish what those limits are, we've spent centuries debating what is and what isn't free speech, a debate allowed by our right to free speech. The recent history of free speech can be traced through a long and winding path of landmark Supreme Court cases, so just strap in for a minute. Prior to World War I, the Supreme Court had virtually never ruled on cases on the freedom of speech and had done little to protect dissenting voices. Then, in 1919, the court decided in Schenck v. United States that the government was allowed to limit speech that would create a clear and present danger. In 1942, again in a time of war, the court limited protection for fighting words, speech that can provoke harm to another, in the case of Chaplinsky v. New Hampshire. The year after, however, in West Virginia v. Barnett, the court determined that making students recite the Pledge of Allegiance violated their free speech rights.
In 1989, flag burning was ruled as protected free speech in Texas v. Johnson, as was cross burning in 2003's Virginia v. Black, unless it's being done to intimidate. So yes, free speech is certainly not a simple issue, but it's one worth debating over, as it remains the cornerstone of American democracy.
All right, that's definitely true. It does remain the cornerstone of American democracy, and I personally, here on the Nathan Kahn Show, brought to you by True Speak Media, will protect it as much as I physically can and bring on anybody that wants to talk at any given time. That's what we'll do, and so that was just a little history lesson there on the freedom of speech, and I like to personally educate people, and I just, it's funny, I just had a question. It's amazing the questions keep coming in. All right, guys, this is kind of a tough one. I had a question that historically it is written that the Ku Klux Klan does not like Jews. Is that correct, or is that something from the past?
Well, I can answer that. The whole Jewish is a race in its own. You know, the Jews control our money. They control the banking. That basically, the Jews have turned America into a corporation instead of a country. You know, do I want a Jew around me? Heck no. You know, I mean, that's not that we're Christians. You know, they can stay on their side of town too. That's my opinion on the Jews.
Okay, well that's true. I go with that. They definitely like their money. They like their pennies.
Look at
so.
Facebook, they totally go against free speech on a daily. You know, we get banned. I've had more Facebook accounts than I've had, you know, cars. old Zuckerberg is a Jew. I mean, that's just, and that's,
you know,
they try
I
to
was,
control.
I,
they're control freaks.
I would definitely.
I agree on that one.
I've seen more new. You know, I post the ad for the show and get banned, and then 2 minutes later, I'm looking down Facebook and I'm seeing a ton of nudity, and I'm like, what's the difference here, you know?
Right.
But that's,
Robert,
that's,
you got any input on Jude?
I can't stand them myself. Me, I'll give anybody the shirt off my back as long as I feel like they deserve it. You know, them they'll look down at people. Like, you know, we got a lot of homeless people and homeless vets that have fought and given their lives for our country. And you got people walking down the street, can't even give them change to get a drink or something to eat, or heck, even go take them to get something to eat. That right there, that's a Jew to me. It ain't even got to be the religion. It's,
you know, even us as a Klan, you know, they want to call us these really bad people, you know, and all. We've done Klan food drives. We call them Klan food drives. We take donations. We actually gave some donations to some Hurricane Harvey victims that were out of Texas. You know, we do things like that. We try to get back to community as much as we can, you know. Just, you know, it doesn't matter about calling when people are in need. You know, it's, you know, hey, help them out. You know, they might need it.
Right. I can definitely appreciate that. And I know, man, I tell you what, my chat line is blowing up for you guys right now. And I'm getting I knew this was going to come up. I know everybody keeps asking me ask about Donald Trump. So Robert and Derek, I'm sure you guys have your thoughts on Donald Trump.
My personal opinion on politics has nothing to do with the Klan. The Klan would be around no matter what president we have. In all reality, nobody wants to see their president fail, no matter who it is. You know, when Obama was president, even though he was black and completely what we stand against when it comes to letting you know, blacks run things like that, but still, we don't want to see a president fail regardless. He's still running our country. You know, I mean, when it comes to Donald Trump, did I vote for him? Absolutely. I'm a Republican. I'm not a Democrat. I'm a Klansman, and I am a Republican. Everybody wants to call us Democrats. Yes, we believe in what the Republicans stand for.
How about you, Robert?
I'm right there with you. I'm right there with you, man. I voted for Donald Trump, and I will again. I feel like Obama kind of failed us as a president myself. He took more from us than he gave us. You know, people that struggle now with insurance and stuff like that, they're being fined for not having insurance. I mean, what kind of crap is that?
That's more like communism.
You know what I mean?
Forcing you to do something.
Exactly.
I totally agree with that.
And people today can't even afford the insurance because that Obamacare has got awful expensive. But, you know, I just wanted to ask you that because I know I try to keep asking all these questions. I keep posting up on my chat line here. And just so everybody knows, this interview will be available for download right after the show on www.blogtalkradio.com/truthspeakmedia. Definitely. And what we'll do is we'll post all the links that we can get a hold of people here and get in touch with anybody that you would like, or check it out. You can listen to it on your podcast, on your phones, on your computers, on your tablets. Definitely check this interview out and definitely get enlightened. And you were running out of time here, but you definitely have time to call 619-924-0965. That number again is 619-924-0965. So, all right, guys, it was great having you here with us today. So, May
25th. Can I say one more thing?
Yeah,
yeah, go ahead.
You're more welcome. Go ahead.
Okay, yeah, I just want to let everybody know that we'll be in Dayton, Ohio, May 25th, probably, as you guys say. But if there's any white people out there that love their race and want to preserve it, then make a stand and join the Klan. 812-777-2991 is our hotline, or email us honorablesecretnights@yahoo.com. We'd love to have anybody ready to put boots on ground and stand up for the rights of their white rights.
Agreed.
So definitely if you're interested, give them a call and go check them out. May 25th, they're going to be downtown, but I would recommend probably getting there quite early because it's going to be a powder keg down there. It's going to get crazy.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be wild.
It's going to be wild. I personally will be down there. I don't know how close I'm going to be able to get, but I'll be down there with my press pass on, trying to get as close as possible.
Same here.
Hopefully, get a chance to. You'll get to meet the guy that you're talking to on the radio.
Heck yeah, that'd be awesome.
We'll talk about abortion rallies if we're having.
We'd be happy to attend that. We talked to you that via email about your anti-abortion rally.
Yeah,
yeah,
yes, sir.
On June 1st, coming up here in Huber Heights, Ohio, at 8:00 p.m. at Community Park, we're gonna have an anti-abortion vigil for all the unborn babies that were massacred. We would love anybody to come attend. Bring a candle, and because I know we're gonna have candles there as well. And it's gonna
we can get up there too. We'd like to attend that as well. You know.
All right.
All
right, guys. Well, I know you guys we're running out of time here because we only scheduled for an hour here, and I got you down and I got some more things to go through here for some. And I know you guys only hear about 90210 and Kim Kardashian and Arnold Schwarzenegger. You know, he had this interesting thing going the weekend. But you guys have a great evening, and I will.
Thanks
for coming. And I'll see you guys on the 25th.
All right. Have a good day. God bless.
You too.
For the heat on the
We're back here live on the Nathan Karn Show here in Dayton, Ohio. How's everybody going today or doing today? I can't speak right. But coming, like I said, June 1st at Community Park in Hewitt, Ohio, we're going to be having the anti-abortion vigil rally, whatever you want to call it. But it's going to be peaceful. And I'd like to thank the honorable members of the Sacred Knights of the Ku Klux Klan. That just were on the air with us here. They were very respectful. They, I was very impressed by their bedside manner, how they acted.
Very respectful.
And if we had more people like that in this world, things would be better. But all right, so what we're going to do, real quick, we're going to take a quick look in some news, some entertainment news. Over the weekend, I don't know if anybody saw this, but I don't know. I'll play it again. But the BH 90210 show, if anybody remembers 90210 over about 10 years ago, well, probably more than 10 years now, but their original show, they're rebooting it. And they're having some trouble with it, some trouble getting the writers going. But let's take a quick listen at that again so we can get a heads up. We can talk about it.
There's already so much drama thanks to the 90210 reboot. Fans have been so excited about this comeback, but is the show in serious trouble before it even begins?
Everyone in this cast is really funny, and we wanted to show that side of them.
We'll bring together a lot of comedy, some drama.
Sounds like BH 90210 is bringing more drama than they expected.
The 90210 reboot is actually going to be unlike you expect.
We're going to suck. We have no idea. We haven't started yet.
The Fox series, set to air in August, just lost its showrunner and a big chunk of its writing staff.
Not a reality show whatsoever. No, it's a scripted show, definitely.
We're playing ourselves. Eventually recreating a reboot.
The show may be a comedy, but behind the scenes, not so much. According to Variety, one source said the writers and showrunner jumped ship because two of the lead actresses are running the show. But another source said they were unhappy with one of the executives. Jenny Garth seemed to confirm the tension in a birthday post to Tori Spelling, saying, "Wow, we've been through some and today was no exception." Shannon Doherty addressed the rumor she's being a control freak head on. She says, "The only thing I'm a control freak over is my health. And I refuse to be cast in the same villain role because journalists lack imagination. And I certainly refuse to be cheapened as a survivor and as a woman by them. But the show must go on."
The fact that we get to do this again, it's kind of like a double bonus.
With a new showrunner in place, the gang is headed back to work.
All right, so 90210 is rebooting and coming back to life. What does everybody think about that? If you've got a good opinion about the new 90210, you're more welcome to call 619-924-0965. So, of course, the wife here with us is on. Laura, what do you think about the new, excuse me, hiccups 90210?
I've never watched it, so I don't know.
Oh, boy, that's right. You were born when it was being popular.
Oh,
so. All right, so it's going to be interesting, so. All right, let's see here. What else is going on over the weekend? All right. So there was something going on with Kim Kardashian. Let's check that out.
Kanye shares more details about baby number 4. Days after announcing the arrival of their son via surrogate, the E! Star reveals the baby's special name. The youngest brother of 5-year-old North, 3-year-old Saint, and 1-year-old Chicago is named. Before their son's arrival, Kim talked to E! About her struggle to choose a baby name.
I said last night on Jimmy Kimmel that I really like, you know, my dad and my brother's name,
yes.
Rob. But then I was like, oh, like North, Saint, Chicago, and Rob don't really go together.
Right.
But you'll see name. When we go to Bali that there might be a deeper reason for why I would want that name.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just like really special for me.
But during the card's family trip to Bali, Kim visits a blind palm reader who dishes up some pretty interesting deets about her soon-to-be fourth child that might have changed her mind.
So we just had a reading about reincarnation with like a medium. But she told me that my dad would be reincarnated in my second son.
What? I can't wait till he's born.
Should I name him Roberto?
Yes. Yes, please.
Kimye's fourth child arrived on May 9, 2019, weighing 6 pounds, 9 ounces. At the time, she tweeted, "He's here and he's perfect. He's also Chicago's twin, LOL. I'm sure he will change a lot, but now he looks like her." Kim and Kanye announced they were expanding their family in January, nearly a year after they welcomed their daughter, Shy.
Thirsty for more celeb news? Make sure you subscribe to the E! News YouTube channel so you can stay informed on all the breaking updates. Come on, you know you want to be the first to know about all the latest hookups, breakups, arrests, and so much more.
All right, guys. Well, here's what we're going to do. That was interesting. That whole Kardashian thing is always definitely fun.
I think they're trying to be the next... What is her name? Nathan? She... Angelina Jolie.
Could possibly be. All right, well, we got about 5 more minutes here, so we're going to go ahead and head on out with some music for the rest of the show, and I hope you guys enjoy this. But here we go with some...
Have a nice night.
I got this feeling inside my bones. It goes electric, wavy when I turn it on. Off from my city, off from my home. We're flying up, no ceiling when we in our zone. I got that sunshine in my pocket, got that good soul in my feet. I feel that hot blood in my body when it drops. Ooh, I can't take my eyes off of it, moving so phenomenally. You're more like the way we rock it, so don't stop.
Some type of way, it just doesn't feel this way.
out into the world. Closing time, turn all of the lights on over every boy and every girl. Closing time, one last call for alcohol, so finish your whiskey or beer. Closing time, you don't have to go home, but you can't stay here. I know who would want to take me home. I know who would want to take me home. I know who would want to take me home. Take me home.
Take me home. Take me home.